My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And there he is, the man, the myth, and the legend. Oh, I'm excited
good
to have
morning,
him with me. Good morning. I know, right? That's perfect. I want to welcome Pastor David Lowry to the program. We're cutting it up here on a weekly basis, and he invited me to be on his show. I want to say that. Pardon me. I want to say that because, I get questions and I get that asked of me. People will say, well, why don't they ever have you on their shows? Well, he did ask me to be on his show. And I got a hold of some bad coffee. Seriously. Turkish coffee, man. And it destroyed me. Oh my gosh. I was destroyed. Destroyed. We didn't know.
Tomorrow you can.
Yeah, we didn't know. So I got other coffee that we're drinking now.
I'm good.
So tomorrow night, I mean, if it's cool, tomorrow night.
I'm gonna love to have you on the show. But first let me give all praises to God and my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank Pastor Greg for having me and the listening audience of Chosen Generation. I love it, you guys. Let's keep it going and let's get the word out there about God is still first in this country, brother.
Amen. You know what? And how critically important that is. It affects everything. I know we're going to talk in a second about you talk about recession too, and the new definition for recession. I think that it's just the bottom line is I don't have a job. Hello, and I can't pay the bills, and that's kind of I'm recessed. But every bit of this, every policy decision that is made. Truly, if it were made with a biblical worldview, with God as its foundation, with an understanding of biblical truth, we would be succeeding as a nation. All of us. Okay? And that's another, I have purposefully made an effort to bring my brothers like my brother David here on the program because just as Pastor Carl, when I do prayer with him on Tuesdays and Thursdays, has made it very clear that the goal here, we are brothers from another mother. We are sons of Adam and Eve, and the pigmentation of our skin is not a cause for separation, but a cause for celebration because God has fearfully and wonderfully made each one of us. And by the way, I'm 3% Nigerian.
You know what? All of us is a part of all of us, and that's how I say that. And to the American people, we have to really put our thinking caps on now. First of all, this is a war between good and evil. This has nothing to do with flesh and blood. Amen. In Ephesians 6, it talk about we're fighting against principalities of darkness in high places.
Yes.
And so we know as Christians that this war has started to tumble over. It's been in the churches for years now with all the other bad things that's going on in the church. And so now it has spilled over into our lives, into our children's lives. And I just think right now the American people need to use a common sense approach. We need to start talking with each other. See, the goal of dividing the house, this government has been able to do that for years. Even though slavery was a black eye on us, we, as the American people, we have to get past these things now. We have to look at the future because not only is the black community under attack, but the white community, the Hispanic, all the communities are under attack because of this government and their ideas of a new world order. And so we now, as men and women of God, we have been tasked to become the body of Christ. For we now must come together. And just for our children's sake, if you don't believe in nothing, believe in loving your child. Just for the children's sake, parents have to step up and be parents, because this attack with the transgenders in the schools and forcing our children to be able to compete against transgender males. It's just so much stuff that's happening right now. And the attack is against our children. And as parents, if we love them, they're not psychologically capable of handling all of this stuff. We have to step up to the plate and be parents, be men and women of God, and take this war on to save them.
And we need to fight for our families as well. We've got to fight for family. That has been one of the areas, David, where there has been such a gigantic attack, is to destroy and take apart families. And it's been in every community, and certainly it's been a huge issue in the black community in particular, and that was intentional. Before the Civil Rights Act was signed in 1965, 72% of black families were intact, a husband, a wife, and children. More than white families, I might add. More than white families. And now that number is somewhere in the teens. I think it's about 17%, something along that line. Think about that. You want to talk about, and I get it. So you have these entities that rise up and say, well, you know, we haven't made any progress here, or we haven't made any progress there. You keep electing and putting yourself under the same leadership. And David, you experienced this. You were a part of the NAACP. You were a vice president in that organization. You were the crisis management guy, the go-to crisis management guy for Al Sharpton's National Action Network, which I, by the way, spoke against here on the program quite adamantly because of concerns that I had relative to things that were coming out about upheaval and some different plans and what have you, and what happened in Dallas, where there was a National Action Now Network director who was interviewed after that happened, after five cops were killed, saying, we wish we'd gotten more. But here's my point. My point is that these organizations, while fronting being for black Americans and, oh, for the neighborhood and so on, were in fact actually fermenting chaos and destruction and doing nothing but stealing from the people.
And you're so right, man. You know, I was in that arena with those organizations, and being a true man of God, I couldn't stay there because darkness and light can't stay in the same space. And while I was there, I saw exactly what you was talking about. The NAACP never really was concerned about the real issues. Not just as Al Sharpton, we can see now that these organizations have shown their hand. They've become part of the problem And they were an arm of the Democratic Party, the liberals, in order to be able to control black people, to throw the rock and hide their hand, and to make black folks think that we really care about you and we're really fighting for you, but nothing is ever done in the black community, no economics, nothing.
Well, so
here we are, and we are at a rate in the teens between marriage between a man and a woman in the black community. Yeah. And those are some of the issues that we as pastors should be talking to our couples, and we should be trying to do counseling so that our young people can understand that marriage is between a man and a woman. But that's the reason why it's so important for the American people to realize the attack that's going on in our schools with our children, trying to teach them not to be a man or a woman or a boy or a girl, but to be fluid. And I think it's a disservice to this country. And the American people need to know, we already see that this administration, their job is to admit, to continue to institute this abomination lifestyle on the American people. Their job is to continue to press the issues in the schools. Just like, you know, I read something yesterday, and I want the listeners to be listen to me closely. I'm going to read this. The Biden administration is using lunch money to hold school districts hostage. The head of the conservative activist group said in a response to the Department of Agriculture announcement that it would require certain schools to allow trans students to use the bathroom of their preferred gender. Schools awarded money from the Food and Drug Nutrition Services, an agency within the USDA, most specifically in their policies that discriminate based on gender identity, and sexual orientation is prohibited. The department announced May, it also said allegation of such discrimination. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen here. Because of all the people
y'all got to stop calling David. He's on the radio. He's on the TV. Y'all got to stop calling him right now. Okay, go ahead.
And I want to explain to our listeners this. The problem that this happened is this.
Right.
Is this? They want to force the schools, especially you're going to take lunch from low income children.
Yep.
That means children who don't have money, who cannot afford their lunches, and the government is paying for it through the SDA, then you want to tell the American people, this country, our children, no matter where they are, that if we don't allow transgenders and their policies to go into bathroom, if they want to be a man, they can go into bathrooms with our little girls. They can compete in sports against women, real women, not trans, but real women. These policies is in direct conflict with the American people lifestyle. And so we now see that this administration is not about trying to fix the problems of this country, but they have been creating problems. So now you want to threaten our children. You want to threaten to take food away from our children in the public schools, which we're paying taxes for, and to threaten them and say, well, we're not going to give you a lunch for your low-income kids if you don't accept the policies to let transgender men use the girls' bathroom and to participate in sports against real women. And well, I think American people should get up in arms about that, and we should be really going to the polls and kicking these people out of office because they're destroying our lifestyles.
Well, just as an example, there's a transgender cheerleader that was kicked out of summer cheer camp at Ranger College in Texas, being accused of choking a teammate over transphobic words. In other words, this boy dressed like a girl was flaunting their boyhood. You know, there's another story too, that I covered last week. And you and I talked about this, David, I believe, but I shared the story with you about the inmate that was in the women's jail, the trans boy who was allowed to be in the women's jail, who impregnated two female inmates. Think about that. I'll be back right after this much more. Pastor David Lowery Jr. joining me here at Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. Pastor David Lowery Jr. is my guest. And Pastor David, we were talking in there, you know, about the destruction of the family. We're talking about the trans issue in particular. And you were reading an article as we led into that about how the federal government is saying we are going to withhold funds. We're not going to feed, this is insanity. We're not going to feed children and take care of families that need some help, that need a hand up, that need some assistance. We're not going to help them, okay, unless the school allows boys into girls' bathrooms. And, you know, what could possibly go wrong? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a boy will start choking a girl because the girl says to the boy, you're not a girl because you have your male part.
Exactly.
That's what happened. One of the cheerleaders had enough and was like, look, man, you're not even a girl. You've got a male part. Oh, I'm mad now. Well, you know what, honey? The problem has nothing to do with your male parts or your makeup or your hair. The problem, honey, is that somebody has gotten you confused in your head, in your heart, in your spirit. Somebody has hurt you, wounded you some way, somehow. And what you'll learn is you really do need some help. And I'm not being condescending. I'm saying you really need some help. And it's an injustice to you for adults around you to validate a decision that is about 95% of the time not a reality.
And Pastor Greg, you touched on some things there. But I want the American people to think with me and look at what's actually happening to our country. When the transgender laws were given, they were done behind COVID. And so a lot of people didn't know what was happening. But they started this march to change the identity of our children by steady pounding on to them that they are not boys or girls. And so that's why this attack has gotten to the presidency, because Joe Biden has homosexual children, and I'm not sure some of them, all of us do. But we should not be taking away the rights of other people to uplift the homosexuals in this country.
But let me also suggest this. The issue regarding homosexuality, and Peter LaBarbera, who has been addressing this issue for many years now, I have as well. Let me address this as well. The church is doing an injustice. You have someone in your household or in your family that thinks that they are a homosexual. What you need to do is get to the root of the issue. And I promise it used to be, the APA used to identify it as a mental illness. There is something that has happened that has caused this issue to rise up.
I can tell you exactly what happened. Okay. This homosexual thing started way back in Genesis with Sodom and Gomorrah. And so, they've been pissed off at God ever since. And so they've sat dormant, and they've been able to grow and grow to get stronger and stronger. And I'm not saying if that's your lifestyle that you want to live, then live that lifestyle. But you should not be trying to force that lifestyle on other people who do not care or want to be a part of that. So this thing started back then.
Kill that. You need to kill that. Turn it off or whatever you need to do. Just turn off your phone.
See, what I'm talking about is when God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, it was because the whole town had become homosexuals, and right, they wanted to have sex with the angels that God had sent to get Lot out of Sodom. And so Lot did leave. He was only the only man that was able to leave out of there with his family. And so when God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, homosexuality didn't go away. It just hid out and continued to get stronger and continued to try to change the mindset of people to think they were normal.
Because remember, David, that all of the Canaanites were infected with that. All of the Canaanites were infected with that. And that was one of the reasons that God, when they went into the promised land, told them to get to wipe out the Canaanites, to eliminate those because of the fact that they were engaged in that. All right, we're going to go into a break here. We will be back with more Chosen Generation Radio on the other side. Pastor David Lowry Jr. is here. I'm Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Coming up with more right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Nego products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Now, this is great conversation we're having, by the way. great conversation we're having. See, one of my issues that God has been showing me about, you know, because we have these churches that are saying, well, homosexuality is okay. We're going to perform homosexual marriage. We're going to accept this. We're going to ordain sodomites and they're going to serve and da 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 da. Here's the reason why. We're okay with the idea that Jesus came and overcame death. Think about that for a minute. We're okay with that. Why? Well, because for the most part, you and I both have had go to heaven kinds of experiences and come back from the dead. But 99.8% of the population hasn't had that kind of an experience.
And that's so, why God put it on us, brother.
I know, but catch my point. My point here is this. So overcoming death is something no one gets to see. So when someone dies, it's comforting to know that they went to go to heaven, okay? That's a comforting thing to be able to know and to say and to really know that. And it's true. It's a fact. If you're saved, if you've given your life to Christ and you've repented of your sins, then you're promised that you're going to get to go to heaven. That's all well and good. But church is filled with people that are Bob at the AA meeting that stand there and say, "Hi, I'm Bob and I'm an alcoholic." Although Bob hasn't had a drop of alcohol in 12 years. "Oh, I'm Greg and I'm a sinner saved by grace." No, you're not. You're not. Okay? You're not. Because if you're still claiming your sin, then you haven't done what Christ requires and what God has done for you. And that is surrendered and said, "Crucify my old man. Kill him. I don't want him anymore." Jesus Christ didn't suffer on the cross. Crucifixion is the worst death in history, bar none. It's the worst form of death. There is no worse death to die than to be crucified. Christ suffered that, really suffered it, felt it, every bit of it. And he didn't do that so you can continue to struggle in sin.
And that is one of the things that, see, the word of God never changes, but the church has made a lot of changes to accommodate people. I won't say churches, all of them. Some of the ones have changed to accommodate the world. And as true pastors like us, we live by the word because we know the word doesn't change. So I was saying it's our responsibility as pastors, as teachers, as shepherds, to ensure that our sheep, no matter where they are, have some type of idea on what they need to do and what relationship they need to build with God in order for them to be saved, okay? But the key word to all of that is repent. And a lot of the homosexuals want to say that they're under grace, and they are not under grace. You're only under grace if you acknowledge your sin and you have repented from that and received the Holy Spirit. You're under grace then because whatever God created you to be, that's what you're going to be. So in saying that to our listeners, I want to get back to what's really going on. See, they did the homosexual stuff on our schools to try to condition our children's mind to understand that it's okay to want a boy, a boy, a girl, a girl. That's been going on for a while. Mm-hmm. But this administration, the vice president came out the other day, and this is why I say the American people, we should be up in arms that we have these type of people that are totally devoid of God and the word of God, that are in leadership positions that speak from an evil side and not God's side. Because anytime the vice president and a Supreme Court nomination, who are women, who will not say anything about God or will not acknowledge the fact that they are women. This new world order thing got the president, Joe Biden, and all the rest of these politicians who participate in it trying to push this ideology to our children who are wondering who they are, that continue to focus on them. See, this message was sent to our children. It wasn't sent to the adults. It was sent to the children to activate their mind and say, if the vice president can say, I'm no longer a woman, or I'm just a pronoun, this ignites the teachings that they've done in the schools for the children to try to accept this. And that's what Kamala Harris is doing. That message wasn't for us. It was for our children to accept the fact that the country is moving in that direction. And if they want to be nothing, or if they just want to be fluid, that's the message that she sent from this administration. Yeah. To our-
and let me just kind of reorient the idea of that word grace. That word grace is the Greek word charis. And here is my favorite definition for it. And it falls in line. It's used consistently. And it's where Paul speaks about and says, by grace you were saved. And here's what it says. This is the definition for charis. The merciful kindness by which God, exerting his holy influence upon souls, turns them to Christ.
Yes.
Keeps, strengthens, increases them in Christian faith, knowledge, affection, and kindles them to the exercise of the Christian virtues. In other words, grace doesn't cover you. It's not like a secondary covering. It's not like, oh, well, you know, the blood of Jesus washes away my sin, but then there's still sin that's there. And so grace is like this covering over the top of the sin that Jesus' blood didn't wash away. Folks, that's heresy. That's blasphemy. Okay? It truly is. Because the blood of Jesus Christ literally cleansed you of all unrighteousness. It washed it away. And that's the good news. That's not condemnation. Hear what I'm saying. It's not condemnation. You literally are free from the influences of sin. Period. It's done. He's not coming back to do it over. He doesn't need a do-over. He did it.
And that's all right. Christ did give his life for us. But we are in the end days. And like I spoke earlier, we're fighting darkness in high places and principalities. And so we know that now. And it's just for the American people to start thinking about when we had in God, we trust the country was running smooth. That was no matter what happened, we were able to overcome it. And we was able to prepare a future for our children. Our children now, if we don't stop and turn this thing around and get God back in first in this country, our children do not stand a chance. They're psychologically not mature enough to deal with the issues as children that they're facing right now. And the American people, we need to get out in droves. We need to take these school boards back. And that's why I say learning about elections, values. We need to be out there really on the fight, on the forefront right now, against this administration and all of those who are trying to change the lives of our children and make them think that there's not a God and Amen. That they are not led by Jesus Christ.
Well,
so
yeah.
This is on us. American people have to stop this foolishness and get them under control.
And it's on pastors to step up. And I'm going to tell you again, look, Pastor David and I both, we need your support here at Chosen Generation Radio. For us to continue to do this and fight this fight, I get people, I hate asking for financial support. I'm going to tell you, I hate doing it. We have some things that you can do to help support us. The Green Fuel Tabs is a way you can support us and save money on your gas. The CGR Wellness up here in the corner is health products that I personally take that have improved my health. You heard the testimony of Andy Backler, who is the co-founder of the company, and how it literally saved their dad's life. The research that Dr. Ben did and the cardiological change in his dad's heart. My own personal health has been dramatically helped by these things. And you can make a seed harvest donation. Go to Cash App, $ Pastor Greg CGR, or Venmo. at chosen-generation-radio. We need your support to be able to continue to do this. If you're in a church right now that tells you that, oh, you know what, yes, Jesus came and he died, but your sin's okay. And they won't say it that way. They won't say, oh, your sin's okay. What they'll say is that they will accept things. And I'm not saying we want to throw people out that are struggling. We've got to start telling people the truth, David, about what Christ did for them. There is freedom in Jesus Christ. That's the message. And if your pastor doesn't believe it, if your denomination is accepting things that the Bible calls abominations and sin, stop giving them your money and find another place to go.
You pretty much have to do that too, because, and it's on pastors right now. Pastors need to really understand the importance right now of spreading the word of Christ. The government has done a good job of removing Christ off the face of this planet. And they're going to continue to do these things if we don't.
If we don't step up.
If we don't step up as pastors.
Yep.
We are going to lose. And I want to say, we got time.
Well, 20 seconds, we're going to go into a break. But when we come back, tease it. Tell us what you're going to tell us, and then we'll tell it when we come back.
What I want to tell people across this country is that here in Illinois, this is a political race between Pritzker and Darren Bailey. But I want to talk about Darren Bailey because
we'll be back. Coming to the community.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. By contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights, I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a green fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Pastor David Lowery, Jr. And we were talking in there about, you know, you were getting ready to introduce something. And I just want to say, folks, listen, as believers, Jesus Christ said the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This nonsense about believing that as believers, we're not supposed to be engaged in kingdom issues. And that's political, by the way. Okay. It's nonsense. It's absolute utter nonsense. If we don't elect righteous people, righteous leadership, then we are going to be in trouble relative to the decisions that are made. And Pastor David, I pass it on to you to talk about that and a candidate that's happening in Illinois.
And I want to thank you for that this time. I want to talk about the governor's race here in Illinois. And the current governor, J.B. Pritzker, has allowed a lot of things to happen to us in this state, promoting homosexuality, promoting Satanism, and all the bad things that are happening here in Illinois, the robbing, the lying, the stealing, the corruption. But there's a bright spot for the voters in Illinois. There's a guy that's running for governor. His name is Darren Bailey. Mr. Bailey was the only senator who stood up against J.B. Pritzker and called him out during the pandemic that he only had 30 days for power. And so we had a primary election. Mr. Bailey won that primary. And Pritzker thinks that he doesn't have a presence in Chicago. But he is a smart man. He's a farmer. He understands the plight of people, poor people. And so he's trying to make a difference. He's not a politician. He's trying to make a difference to get Illinois, the state of Illinois, back on track. And I met with them Saturday, and we sat down and we spoke, and it was something that came out of the meeting that he wants to meet. And I'm setting this up. I'm taking across this state all the street organizations, gangbangers, that's what you want to call them. They steal our men. They steal our women. I'm working with them to have a meeting here in Chicago. And J.B. Pritzker think that Mr. Bailey doesn't have a presence in Chicago. Well, you're dead wrong. He's coming up to the inner city of Chicago to sit down with all the street organizations. And that's something Dr. King did. Yeah. He came to Chicago. He sat down with the street organizations, Vice Stores, GDs, Stones, you name it. We're going to put them in a room and we're going to let Mr. Bailey come in and talk about things that he can do to help the black community, to change the violence that's being portrayed in all the major cities across this country, and to see how we can work together to create economic development in the black community, as well as put support behind him. And I'm setting this meeting up for Mr. Bailey because he's a God-fearing man. He's not a politician. He's a man that God has called to stand up and do something positive. And so I'm trying to let the black community know in the state of Illinois, we have to stop voting for these people that we already seen how they've destroyed the state and attacked our children. And the cost of gas is $10 a gallon and the continuation of the myth of promoting home. We have to now really here in Illinois make a conscious decision that we no longer can deal with this person, that we need to give Mr. Bailey a chance to help us and turn it around. And I can guarantee you this. I met with him. And as a pastor, I can feel people. He is willing for us to sit down at the table and create public safety things so that we can get out of this mess and create economics in the black community. And I want to thank Mr. Bailey for taking the time out of his schedule to come down to the city of Chicago, in the heart of Chicago, the inner city, where other people are afraid. J.B. Pritzker won't come there, but Mr. Bailey is willing to come down there and sit down with the people at the grassroots level in the black community of Chicago and help us understand what we need to do and how
to
we
make
can
a make difference.
That change yeah. in Chicago.
Man, that is just absolutely beautiful, David, that, you know, that you're setting this up and making this happen. And it's absolutely beautiful that he's going to make the effort to get down there and have the conversation, because that's what we need. We need to come together and we need to find the answers and we need to work together, to make our community safe. And, you know, unfortunately, Chicago has not been a safe place. I don't think I ever told you this, but, my family is from Moline, Illinois.
I know. I lived in Moline over that Warden Field House.
Yeah.
27th Avenue. My son graduated from Moline House.
I've never been there, but that's where my dad was born, in Moline, and the Young family in Moline are my cousins and my relations. One of these days we got to get over there and,
I guarantee you, man, we'll have a great time.
Figure
I used to
that
own
out.
A restaurant in Davenport there, so. But folks, we really have to be cognizant, about what we're doing for these midterm Amen. Elections.
Yeah.
These people are not going to stop pushing their agendas. They're not going to stop attacking our kids. And so now we have to go to the polls. They created this mess that we have right now that they're trying to fix. They did that to make you think that it's okay and they're helping us. They're not helping us. They're trying to trick us so they can continue the tyranny of destroying our lifestyles that God gave us.
And again, you know, it goes back to the need also to identify, you know, where these challenges are. One of the things, Pastor David, that you and I have talked about and that we're going to be working on, you're going to get ahead on this, and I'm going to come in behind you and support you as best as I can, obviously with some of my own, you know, health challenges and things that I'm still working to overcome. But here's the thing that I can tell you, folks. We're going to work on mentoring young men. We're going to work on encouraging them and helping them to find economic opportunities. We're going to work on building businesses within the community. We're going to work on building community centers that are not about, you know, social justice, okay? But that are about changing and impacting lives and giving individuals the skill set that they need and the foundation they need. And the biggest foundation that we all need is God. This will not work. It will not work if God's not at the center of it. But with him, all things are possible, David. And you and I are living examples of that.
And I want the American people to know this. May 22nd, myself, David Boxdale, we went out into the worst part of Chicago and we took a casket and we had over 500 people to come out and help us march to show our young people that this is where they're going to be if they don't stop the shooting.
Yeah.
And when we did that, we met with the kids that was doing the shooting, the actual shooters, and they have been waiting for somebody to step up to help them. They're living in cars. They're barely eating. They're not bathing. The programs and monies that should be going to them are not. They're being caught up by the politicians, putting the money in their pocket, the bad pastors who are doing it. And when we went out there and made a difference, we didn't ask for no money. We took our own money. We went out there and I was jumped on by pastors asking me, why did I come to the community? And then tell them I was going to help folks. And I was going to help people. And I should have called them first. But, you know, God is good. And I'm letting the American people know the violence in the United States can stop. It ain't all about the black kids killing black kids. There's other entities that are out there that are perpetrating crimes. They have mask on, gloves on, looking like black kids and black men. So if we're going to really make an impact, we have to be very, very, very objective and look at all the killings and shootings in Chicago. And you got to know this, and I'm gonna tell you, by facts, I know it is not those kids doing the killing, but there's others that are involved with this. And it's starting with that city and that mayor, that Leviticus 2013 in Chicago. That's where it's coming from. And until we get her out and until the American people get God back first in this country,
it's going to continue. Yeah, yeah. The only way that it's going to change is we got to preach the full message of the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's interesting when you hear, this, that, and the other. I am telling you, this country was founded by men that would not compromise and preached that message. And it's the only message that will save this nation. Pastor David, we'll keep doing this. Thank you so much for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it. We're going to take a break. We come back. Ward Connerly will be with me on the other side. And then Matt Long and I are going to chop it up to close things out today. Hour number three is directly straight ahead. Get signed up at the website, please. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Get on there and you will get the programs each and every day delivered into your inbox.
I got contacted by Attorney Tom Renz over the weekend, who represents some whistleblowers within the Department of Defense. So these are whistleblowers that have been extracting data out of the Defense Department database. They have noticed a very alarming increase in instances of certain conditions compared to a five-year average. They also have evidence that with myocarditis, the data has been doctored already.
I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. 9/28/2021. Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that doesn't exist supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying it's a crisis of unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs to be investigated.
You combine that with the fact that there's at least suspicions that the Defense Department is doctoring with the data.
I would contend, Senator, that there's not just a suspicion. In August, when the report was run on acute myocarditis in the DOD website, there were 1,239 cases, and now when you run it, it's down to 307. In January of 2022, there were 176 cases, and magically, they are now down to 17. There is a word for that. It's not suspicious. We have in the military the single best data set that exists because we have baselines in there. And acute disease across all categories in the preceding years, 5 years leading up to the vaccination year, was 1.7 million. They introduced and mandated a COVID-19 vaccine for our U.S. military when they had only lost 12 service members total to the disease. And in the 10 months of 2021 after that, it jumped from 1.7 million all diseases to darn near 22 million. That was a 20 million increase. We need to not be calling this suspicious. With all due respect, we need to be asking hard questions of the DOD. And I will close by saying they are charged, at least in part, with protecting the sanctity and welfare of the brave men and women who are defending this country. And right now, these numbers indicate something is drastically wrong. And I know of only one reason that databases roll math backward.
So who are you? Identify yourself.
So sorry. My name is Lee Dundas. I'm a human rights attorney that's working with Tom Renz on the whistleblower issue in the military. I would ask that Congress listen to these whistleblowers, put their testimony on record. These are brave men and women of very high rank in the U.S. military, because not just do we, Congress, in this building need to hear about it, the world needs to hear about what is going on.
Well, I will listen to them. We will take their transcribed interviews. We will gather their data. And again, I put the Defense Department on notice. They must preserve these records so we can investigate.
And thank you.
By the way, I've just got to... I have to show you. This is what we get when I investigate. I mean, this isn't to do with this, but this is after a couple of years trying to get information out of another agency, and we finally get the information, and it's all redacted. This is how the federal government, the agencies, comply with congressional oversight.
We're glad to share with you, Senator, because we have quite a bit of those that aren't blanked out. And we also want to tell you, listen, the side effects, the only one that they're recognizing, that's an outright lie. I've got the Pfizer documents. Pfizer said in their FOIA documents that they released, they said, we're looking for these side effects. The FDA said, we're looking for these documents. We've got their documents showing what they're looking for. They're not sharing it with the American people because they're covering this up. Corruption was the word of the day, and I think it needs to be reiterated.